This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Talks aimed at salvaging Iran's tattered 2015 nuclear deal with world powers adjourned Friday following a round marked by tensions over new demands from Tehran. Participants said they aim to resume quickly, though they haven't yet firmed up a date. At a news conference, Enrique Mora, the EU diplomat who is chairing the talks, said he hopes more talks would be held over the next few weeks.
What I can say, again, is that we are not talking anymore about months. We are talking about weeks.
The current talks in Vienna between the remaining signatories to the 2015 nuclear agreement opened November 29th after a gap of more than 5 months caused by the arrival of a new hardline government in Iran. The United States has participated indirectly in the talks because it withdrew from the accord under former President Donald Trump 3 years ago. President Joe Biden has signaled that he wants to rejoin the deal. The spread of the Omicron variant of coronavirus is putting a damper on winter holiday celebrations. We get more from AP's Jennifer King.
Christmas revelers across Europe are scaling back their plans amid new restrictions and fears about the Omicron variant. In Denmark, health authorities say the number of coronavirus hospitalizations has risen faster than expected. The government moved to close venues like theaters, amusement parks, and museums to contain the spread. In Germany, the health minister says they are assuming a massive fifth wave. He says that even the Omicron variant's somewhat milder course won't make a difference because in a few weeks, the sheer number of cases will have compensated for the advantage. Britain has reported record numbers of coronavirus cases this week, dealing a blow to pubs and restaurants with parties getting canceled. Scotland and Wales have pledged millions of pounds in support of businesses amid growing concerns of a second lost holiday season for the travel and hospitality sector already battered by the pandemic. I'm Jennifer King.
This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Council voted on Friday to set up an independent investigation into abuses in the Ethiopian conflict after a senior UN official said there had been violations on all sides and mass arrests under a government crackdown. Nada al-Nashif is the UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Without significant accountability efforts, an international mechanism could be an important complement.
The vote establishes a three-member panel of experts for 1 year to collect evidence and identify those responsible for violations with a view to future prosecutions. Thousands of civilians have died and millions have fled in the conflict between the Ethiopian government and forces, including fighters loyal to the Tigray People's Liberation Front, which dominated Ethiopia's ruling coalition for nearly 30 years. A rioter from the January 6th attack on the Capitol was sentenced to more than 5 years in prison, the most so far for anyone sentenced in the insurrection. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
Robert Palmer from Largo, Florida, was seen on video attacking police officers with a fire extinguisher on January 6th and was briefly pepper sprayed by police before attacking officers again with a pole. Palmer wept as he told the judge after watching a video of his actions. He couldn't believe what he was seeing. In a handwritten note to the judge, Palmer said he felt betrayed by former President Donald Trump and his allies who fed them conspiracy theories. His sentence is 63 months, surpassing the 41 months for Jacob Chansley, the Arizona man with a horned fur hat, bare chest, and face paint, and Scott Fairlamb, the first person charged. Ed Donahue, Washington.
British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell has declined to testify as the defense rests in her sex trafficking trial. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The defense rested Friday in the sex trafficking trial of British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell. The 59-year-old Maxwell told U.S. District Judge Allison J. Nathan she would not testify in her defense, saying the government has not proven its case beyond a reasonable doubt. Maxwell, who was romantically involved with and later worked for financier Jeffrey Epstein, is being tried on sex trafficking charges stemming from her interactions with four teenage girls from 1994 to 2004. Closing arguments in the Maxwell trial are set for Monday. I'm Mike Gracia.
A down day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.48%. The S&P 500 lost 1.03%. The NASDAQ Composite dropped 0.07%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.